got a question for Gator and for everybody. Test your knowledge.
Great.
Yeah.
You love these, don't you? You like the spring surprises on Gator. We'll get to that.
Because normally, you know what my wheelhouse is, and you know what the holes in my game are.
Mm-hmm.
So more often than not, when you're going to do something like this, it's to expose the holes in my game, which is mean. And I never thought you were mean, Doug Karsh.
I am.
Yeah.
Very mean.
This is becoming quite apparent.
Let's go to Mike on a Sally on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you fellas doing today?
We're good. Thank you.
Oh, great. I got three issues I'm going to address like in a row, and then we can address them. But the first one, I definitely would like to see another big-time receiver like Kupp come to Detroit to make it that he doesn't go to another team that will be competitive down the road.
Wait. This is a top priority for you?
No. Yeah, I'm going to the bottom. Wait. Okay. The second issue, I definitely want to see some improvement on the defense. That's the biggest issue. That, you know, we lost two defensive ends. We lost our starting linebacker. We lost a cornerback. You know, they do a great job with what they do, but we still need that, you know, that missing player that could really be dominant. And there was talk that was out there that Tennessee was going to trade a defensive end and a linebacker for a hooker and a draft choice. I don't know how true that was.
Where did you see that?
Kind of interesting.
Where did you see that?
It was on YouTube. And I saw that. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Do you know who the reporter was?
No. It was a while back. But I thought I said that could work.
Sure. And then, let's throw anything against the wall, huh?
Yeah. And the third thing that was interesting that I saw, I'm sorry that I use YouTube because I don't have much time. I travel a lot.
It's okay.
I saw this thing on YouTube that every team that plays the Lions, the next week, they lose because how physical the Lions are in their game. And this was a group of
You look at Seattle lost like two or three in a row.
Everybody.
Why do you want Cooper Kupp?
I just want him, because what he did to us when he came in town, we did win. But, man, this guy still has something. And I don't want him going to, it was talked this early this morning when I left about, Stafford going to the Vikings and all this stuff.
Where did you hear
that? Okay. Over to the Vikings.
Where did you hear Stafford?
Again, YouTube.
All right. So here's the thing.
I saw a Stafford to the Vikings thing last week. But I don't think
So my man, God bless him. But one of the reasons why we ask, where did you see that? Is I bet if we search hard enough, we can see Stafford back to the Lions somewhere. Right, there's so much honest to God trash out there that gets reported.
Yep.
And I feel like it's part of our job is to sift through it and try and figure what actually might be real and what's not. And when I ask, where did you see it? YouTube. Okay, who was the source on YouTube? who was the reporter? Was it Tom Pelissero and something was pulled off the NFL Network? Or was it Pel Tomasaro, dude in his basement, recording a video off a sketchy Android phone with his mom bringing down the meatloaf? It's really, really become one of the great challenges of this job is to sort through all of the trash that's out there. So Stafford's not going to the Vikings. And no, Cooper Kupp would not be anywhere near a priority for this team, which has one of the best offenses in the league. Unless they were giving him away, which they won't. And I'm not giving up real draft capital to block moves for the other teams.
I'm not
for a player that you don't want or, quite frankly, need.
Not blocking moves, and exactly, the team doesn't need Cooper Kupp. Look, would Cooper Kupp be an improvement over one of the receivers? Absolutely.
Yep.
But where would you see him being traded to in the NFC?
Tampa.
Okay.
San Francisco. They probably
Tampa
won't
beat
do
Detroit,
the division.
But again, I'm not worried about Tampa so much. I don't think he'd go to San Francisco. So where else would he go in the NFC? If he's going to go to Tampa, go to Tampa. Enjoy. I'm not terribly concerned about that. If he goes to an AFC team, okay, it can be trouble, mm-hmm. but don't have to worry about it unless you make a Super Bowl.
Kang's got a hard and fast rule. We come in, we sit down, and we get on the internet, and Kang then proceeds to remind me.
Don't believe anything on the internet.
Yep. And so we if we see one thing on the internet, we go, okay, what's the source? How do we track it down?
Well, how did you learn to perform surgery? YouTube. Yeah. Right? Like, what?
YouTube is great for a lot of things. Like, if I want to unplug my sink, it's awesome.
But
I need to know if I need a tutorial on how to clean up my vacuum cleaner because I lost the manual. Hey, here it is. You know, it's awesome. But, you know, because...
But you're also trusting some guy on YouTube. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, right. It may work.
Well, sure.
I get that, but... The background, like just to go back to the Stafford thing really quick, Ben Gosling of the Star Tribune in Minnesota said there's zero truth to the rumor that the Vikings are trading for Matthew Stafford. All right, because he had to address this because YouTube. I don't know, you know, whatever. But
because Raj Roop is out there saying it on YouTube.
Dom Pelissero.
Tom Pelissero.
So God bless. Like seriously, but we... We spend a lot of time every day sorting through, figuring out what's real, et cetera, et cetera. DJ is next in Detroit. What's up, DJ?
Hey, DJ.
What up, though? What's happening?
What's up, DJ?
Yet again, I called. It was another moment. I was sitting here waiting for thanks for the call. That was it. Once I heard YouTube, I said, oh, no, Doug about to hit him with thanks for the call. But you didn't, so I digress. So look, man, so... I mean, it's pretty obvious, man. Right now, I have to agree with Gator. We are the best team, but not by far. And that's because we lost that great defensive end that we got, man, because he was number one in everything. And that made our defensive line really good. The defense was getting really good. So when it comes time to play those Packers and good quarterbacks, let's say C.J. Stroud, that can read blitzes coming and see that, that's where you need to be able to rush four and drop seven to help your secondary. And at that game the other day, it was loads of times where I was watching and we had no pass rush.
Right.
And I think that's the thing that's making us from being clear cut the best, the absence of Hutch. But with that being said, we're slightly the best, in my opinion.
Hey, DJ, thank you for the phone call. And, you know, the funny thing is about Gator being chesty is he's chesty post Aiden Hutchinson injury.
It's true. I guess I've always been chesty, but yes.
No, you're chesty, man. Yeah. You are chesty.
I like this team. I like this team, and there's a lot to like. And after what you saw Sunday, how can you not be impressed with what you've seen? I wanted to ask DJ how the hair is coming along.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, Doug, you forgot. Yeah. Uh-huh. You knew that we were going to ask him.
I'm intrigued.
Are you intrigued
enough to Istanbul?
Are you going to shave the three lines on the side?
Yes. No. Come on. No. Either grow out the bangs or shave those three lines. Well,
I tell you what.
These are your choices.
Here's how you'll know. If I show up someday, and I just shaved this morning, but if I show up someday and I've grown the hair out a little bit and I have three lines stepped into the side of my head,
yeah.
Here's what you will know.
You get the wife's approval.
It was told it gets me closer to.
What if you're just told, that's not going to get you further from, like if she's indifferent about it?
If she's indifferent about it, there's no way in hell I'm bringing back the step three lines on the side of my head. You do it. You got all the hair.
I do, but I don't think it would look as good on me.
Oh, don't you?
No.
Let's test it out. You buzz it all the way down and put the three lines on the side.
I mean, when I get it cut, it goes to a two on the sides anyway. So
you may as well.
You know, next time at Lady Jane's, she wants me to ask the stylist to give me shaving three steps. Do you think this would look good? You know,
tap into my inner vanilla ice. Can you give me three steps? Can you vanilla ice on my hair, you know?
That would be kind of funny, though.
Give me the vanilla ice.
Yeah, I'm curious what happened to DJ's hair. The Istanbul trip was how long ago now?
Okay, well, he'll call again.
It's been like 3 weeks.
Yep. 3 weeks? Yeah, what kind of growth are we taking here, right? Doug needs to know.
Doug does need to know.
Doug's very happy. Doug, I gotta tell you, if I were to do some sort of cosmetic surgery, I don't even think it would be hair.
Reduction of some kind?
Yeah, probably. Calves. Gotta have the big calves.
Calf implants, that you're looking for?
All right, we got a quiz for Gator and for all of you coming up today at 11:55. We just got a text that grinds my gears.